makeup. You really do have to get up.
Hi, this is Zozibini Thunzi. I am Miss South Africa 2019, and you're listening to Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Vista.
Come, welcome, welcome. Isn't there a lot of pressure? Liesl, you'll also know this, the answer to this question. Isn't there a lot of pressure for you to be a little Miss Perfect now? That you Miss South Africa? I mean, you know, is there what kind of pressure? Tell her. I mean, you've been through this.
It goes back to having the thing where you put it on yourself because you think that's what everyone assumes and that's what everyone wants from you. The pressure is there, but it's what you're going to put on yourself. If you want to be Zozi with a BB cream and a light brow and no lashes on a Tuesday, then do that. Because again, don't let other people, like you said, you're telling your own story and that's the important part.
Yay. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
you said something quite striking about South African women.
Yes.
It is Women's Month.
Yes.
You got crowned in Women's Month.
Yes.
What's that? Why don't they have a lot to smile about?
Sure. I mean, it's been a tough time for South African women, you know, at the moment. And I don't know what it is and I don't know why it's happening. But, you know, women are not safe in the streets and now they're not safe even in their own homes. You know, you would think when you go home, that's where, you know, you're safest the most, but it's not. And I felt the need to mention it in the stage when she asked me about what reasons we had to smile, because we really have no reason to smile with that happening. And it was so important for me to say it on Women's Day, to say it on Women's Month on the stage where, you know, a lot of people are listening with the hopes that, you know, the right people are listening and that it will probably touch someone and... yeah, things will change.
I love the fact that you were real about it.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you didn't take the bait to be diplomatic because it got my attention. And sometimes the truth ain't pretty.
Yes. Mm.
And I think it's time that our country and the world needs to hear the ugly truth.
Yes.
Even at a pageant where it's... you know, all glitz and glamour.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that you said that.
Thank you.
I really do.
A lot of people were like, oh my goodness, what is she? My parents.
Good.
My parents, the minute I said nothing to smile about, my mom was like, oh my goodness. And my dad was like, your child is going to embarrass us in front of South Africa.
Because you did take a pause.
Yeah,
even
I did.
Even I turned back to look at the screen.
Yes,
I was like, wait,
what is happening? But yes, yeah, it had to be said.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. And now's the time, Liesl. Now's the time. You were talking about that just now, to keep it natural, to keep it real.
To keep it there. And
gone are the days.
She's the definition of that now. It's the perfect understanding, the perfect year. And just so you know, that baton you're carrying now, you're going to hand over to somebody who's going to feel even more empowered because of what you've done this year.
Thanks, Liesl.
Are you going to now compete in what? The Miss?
Miss Universe.
You.
I know.
Did you already start prep?
Yes, yesterday.
I saw, yeah.
Yesterday I had my first fittings and discussion of my looks. And? Yeah, it's looking really good. I'm excited. I can say that it's very, you know, African. It's very myself and, yeah.
Very earthy.
Very,
because it's Miss Universe. Yes. You're now going to compete against other planets.
Yes.
Which is lovely.
Wow.
Miss Moon.
And I mean, all the planets are there. Trust
yes.
me.
I want to know, so last year there was one person who went to Miss World and one person who went to Miss Universe.
Yes.
And there was this whole two-tier system and everyone is just going...
they hold up two fists and then you pick one.
You pick one. The blue rock or the red rock. But all we know at this point is that Zozi's going to Miss Universe.
Yeah.
She's our Miss Universe South Africa, already prepping and I'm excited.
Exciting stuff.
All the way from the Eastern Cape, we're so proud of you. If it weren't you... Who would you have wanted to take the crown? Who would you wanted to
Easy
win?
Easy answer.
What?
Siba.
Siba?
Yes. I mean, she's so amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Is she?
Yes, she
what
is.
What about her is amazing?
So I stayed with her for a whole month. She was my roommate. And I'm not being biased because of that. But I just think she's so amazing. And I think she stands for a lot of things. If she had won as well, she would have opened, you know, so many
doors. Why don't you tell her yourself quickly? Siba. Look what you've done. Now you're ruining her makeup. Now she's crying. Why are you crying, Zozi?
I talked to her yesterday and it was like, oh, friend.
And she brought you flowers. How beautiful is that to hear, Siba? Hey?
It really is. And, you know, I think like at any opportunity she gets, she'll like talk about me and I'm like, stop. Talk about other things.
Now listen. So you were roommates with her.
Yes, we were for an entire month.
Well, and you're a great person to ask.
I actually made such a deep Instagram post about it the other day, being like, you were probably paired with the most annoying human being on earth. I would wake her up every morning. I was up before her, and I'd be like, "Morning, Zozi," and then she's
just
kind of like,
"How she did it?" She'd say, "Morning, Zozi, are you up? Oh my goodness, we're gonna have such an amazing day. You know what happened yesterday?" And we're like, "Oh my."
I mean, it gets so sad because I was alone for like a good hour and a half, like doing my own stuff. So by the time she wakes up, I'm like, "Yo, I've got gang news to tell you."
Just like in the last hour, so much has happened.
You're like waiting.
Literally. My dream, what I think is like an affirmation for the day. Remember that funny thing that happened.
Okay. What's her worst habit?
What's her worst? She cannot find anything. So
she cannot find anything.
She cannot find anything. So in her section of the room, I constantly had to cross the barrier and be like, "Here's the shoe. It's right here. It didn't go anywhere." And it didn't move. Or like,
it's still there.
Literally melt down. Siva, I'm like, "It's okay. The top is right here. It's literally right here."
The two of you should be a TV show. Come to TV.
If there were ever two more real girls in this competition, it's these two right here.
Thanks for the surprise.
I mean, apart from that, she was actually also a really amazing roommate. I remember I had like a tough interview once, and I came back from the interview and I was fine. But like, you do that thing where you sit and you go back over the process when you know. And I think that people kept asking me, you know, "How was the interview?" And I just kept going over the questions. I was like, "Yo, I found that was such an unfair question."
You're overthinking it.
Bored. Like, I'm a strong girl. I can handle stuff. But that day, I think it just probably just hit a nerve. And I bawled. And poor Zozi had to be there like, "Oh my God, are you okay?" And it's also a new version of yourself that you're getting to know this person. I didn't choose her, she didn't choose me, but somehow the universe put us together. So to be in that moment and be like, "This is exactly the person who's going to carry you through this," is just phenomenal.
And Zozi, that is why I said she could be Miss Africa.
I know.
Because she's amazing, right?
But it's you.
Yeah,
it's so you got the sash and the crown. Final word to you, to the women of South Africa listening this morning in Women's Month.
Sure. Okay, I have a lot, but like, I'm just going to say
I'm over time, so we're going to do it in 15 seconds.
You know, I just want to say it's important for us to remember what the women of 1956 did for us, and that when they did that, it wasn't really for them. I think at the back of their minds, they had us, the future generation of women. And so it's important to keep that at the back of our minds too, you know, to just pick up the baton and continue doing everything that they did and even more.
Run with it. Thank you so much for being
on the
show. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Jacaranda FM's
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Thank you for the awesome show, Martin.
Start your day with a surprise.